your world. Precious golden pearls, they tell a story, a vivid story of the past. Our lives in just one flash, spectral colors shown through the years. Blood, sweat, and tears. What we hold dear is often called the trying times. Triumph and struggle intertwined.
Raised in the sixth borough, trapped in the lab like a rat in reverse. Ain't know what it meant to be black. Female, not fast, middle class, no dad in the fam. But my mom, she had a plan, get me out the ghetto. But I couldn't let go, that was my home. When school tried to brainwash my dome, I knew what I was getting in, saved by the melanin. But then again, I was still kinda shy. But it wasn't fear of all the eyes. Fear was a failure, it made me too scared to try. So that's why I only gave about 10%. I had no idea how I should represent. For who, for what, no fun or guts or glory. My life was type boring, I was snoring. That's when my crew enters the story. They lifted me up and started to support me.
Born and bred on the streets of Southside, Queens. A tough scene to be growing up in during the 1980s. Just maybe I'd live through the drug strain. Hard knock terrain for a Catholic schoolgirl. Watching her family struggle against the world to make life easier for their seeds. The young green, or rather young trees, sprouting roots in a time when the boroughs were driven by crime. What's yours was mine. In theory, parental steering helped me to see what was vast. In order to flip the hourglass and allow more time to flourish, mentally nourishing wisdom and gradually growing into a reflection of the times in which we reside. Inner pride helped me to embrace the guiding light and fight to survive and strive for what's right. Someday I wish that same life would be in my life, but for now I guess I have to find another way. Someday I wish that same life would be in my life, but for now I guess I have to find another way.
I used to dream about me living my life in my utmost fantasy, a life that I was damn to see. Brought back to reality, I stand to be 1,000 miles away. This here distance, no resistance, because only one thing leads to my existence, that's my baby boy. My pride and joy, the only reason why I starve to death at night is so that he can eat and that be bittersweet. And even when I cry, I look into his eyes, I'm mesmerized. I think he got me hypnotized. The reason why, because I can't remember all the pain, nor the monthly rent that's backed up till December. The only thing I see it be a new light of eternity, a light in which my future's bright. The only thing concerning me, the day will come when I won't have to run, when I won't have to hide, and I can laugh at all the reasons why I cried and what I feel inside. My baby boy will feel me, cause he knows that mommy busts her ass for each and every meal.
Lullabies foreshadowing my dreams is like a stream of scenes careening down through sound. I feel the motion, deep explosion, but it's so profound. I never thought that I'd awaken truly naked to my feelings with my past. Someday I wish that same life would be in my life, but for now I guess I have to find another way. Someday I wish that same life would be in my life, but for now I guess I have to find another way.